There is, however, just one further request for clarification. When refugee status is denied, I believe you answered that there is, notwithstanding that, always a possibility of appeal. But my question was rather the following. If it's, I mean, once it's upheld, that denial, I assume that ends then. There's no other possibility for a further appeal. But what happens in that case with the refugee? What exactly do you do with that kind of situation? Oh, and I do apologize. Just a brief comment. It's not a question. Just a comment on an answer to Article 18, which has to do with 24, and the reference made there on this notion of legitimate interest of the person deprived of liberty. You talked about the need to respect the right to privacy. And this is precisely why I asked the question, actually. As I understand it, but this is just tossing out an idea for a possible further development of your legislation. Sometimes there's a conflict of rights, and they're both equally important. On the one hand, you have the right to privacy, and the first article of the convention, which is the right not to be disappeared, and that right imposes this need to provide all information because it's of public interest. It's not just of interest to relatives. It's of public interest to know whether the detention has been legitimate, the proper court proceedings have been taken, so it's been a legal detention. But on the other hand, as a counterpoint to this, you have the interest of the detainee themselves, that they don't want people to know about their particular situation because of the effects that that may have on their daily life and its impact on their privacy. As I understand it, this is a conflict. It exists. We just have to be mindful of the fact that it does exist and try to ensure that there isn't a violation of either of those rights, and that the balance is struck properly. But the other question, I'd appreciate it if you could answer that one.
Thank you, Mr. Avena. Mr. Deco, you have the floor.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. Moi aussi,
Thank you, Madam Chair. I also am satisfied with the answers